When you think of Painting Heist, what do you think of? On the morning of March 18, 1990, two thieves dressed as policemen walked into the Isabel Stewart Garden Museum in Boston and walked out with 13 pieces of art valued at $500 million. 28 years later, it remains the largest unsolved art heist mystery. The Boston Paint Heist was the most complex heist of the century due to the extreme intelligence of the criminals, who left very little to no evidence for the police and FBI to work with. It is very difficult to steal multiple pieces of art valued at such a high price from a secured location, but these thieves were able to pull it off all in 34 minutes. The FBI says it's releasing the new details on the probe in part to remind people of a $5 million reward for information leading to the recovery of the items in good condition. The FBI's publicity effort will include a website devoted to the Garden Museum robbery and the use of social networks and advertisement on digital billboards in the Philadelphia area. Around midnight on March 18, 1990, a Dodge Daytona pulled up to the side entrance of the Garden Museum. Nearly an hour later, two men emerged from the vehicle in fake police uniforms demanding entry into the museum to investigate a noise complaint that they had received. Security guard Richard Abeth buzzed the thieves in and was promptly placed under fake arrest. Believing their arrest to be real, though a misunderstanding, Abeth quickly realized that one of the policeman's mustache was made out of wax. Abeth and a second security guard on duty were bound and brought into the Gardner Museum basement, where they were informed that they weren't under arrest, but rather victims of a robbery. The heistmen outsmarted the technology and the guards that were in the museum. According to the motion detectors, the thieves spent 34 minutes all together in the galleries that held the art. They were able to get away with stealing hundreds of millions of dollars in artwork, all while they were only in the art rooms for a total of 34 minutes. The Gardner Museum didn't have security cameras in its galleries, just motion detectors that recorded Abeth's movements as he made his rounds at one point. An alarm on the fourth floor went off, but when Abeth checked, nothing seemed to be amiss. This is the most complex heist because they were able to make a distraction for the guard to go to so that they were able to arrest the other guard that had heard the noise. They were the most elaborate heistmen in the way that they covered up their tracks. They went into the security director's office and took the videotape from the museum security cameras. Which had been positioned to record the front door, parking lot, and security desk. The heistmen wrapped the security guards head to toe in tape, just leaving enough room for them to breathe. They dressed up as police officers and said that they were investigating a noise ordinance that they had received from their dispatch. These make the heistmen all the best because they were able to cover up their tracks, all while leaving little to no trace of evidence of who they were and where they came from. The way that they took the security footage made it so that they weren't able to be caught on camera. By wrapping the guards in head to toe, they made sure that they wouldn't be able to move to push the panic button on the desk. Them dressing up as fake police officers was very thought out. They were legit enough that they were able to arrest the one guard that was guarding the entrance. As FBI director said, it's really emblematic of the whole investigation. The deeper and deeper you dig, the more questions are raised. The heistmen outsmarted the technology and the guards. They were the most elaborate heistmen in the way that they covered up their tracks. They were also able to steal multiple pieces of art from a secured location in the matter of minutes. The complexity of this heist is an amazing thing, and therefore it makes the most elaborate heist in the history of art heist. Thank you.